Good morning.
Go on, Minister Cynthia.
I don't know. Maybe we lost her this morning. Good morning. Good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and we may have lost Minister Cynthia, who was introducing everybody, and I tell you, we are so happy that you joined us this morning. She was tagging today, God's Perfect Timing Thursday. Praise the Lord. Now, if this is your first time here on the Master's Call, we're excited that you've joined us. So now we're going before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for another day, another opportunity to glorify your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Father, that you have blessed us with this day. And it is only in your perfect timing, Lord God. We see your face. We see your glory. We see your blessings. We see all that you're doing, Lord, even in the midst of trials and tribulations. We glorify you, Father, for this call, the Master's Call, which we are able to get on every Monday through Friday, Lord God, to say yes, Lord, to your will, to your way, and to your direction. Lord God, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you bless Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa, Lord God, who has started this call and continued this call day by day. We glorify you, Father, for Artist Life, Artist International. We ask that you bless the company, bless the health and wellness products. We ask that you bless everyone on this call, Lord God, that we all will receive what you have for us. And Lord, with that, we are asking you to give a double portion of your anointing upon the speaker this morning. We thank you, Lord, in advance for the anointing that you have, Lord God, on each of us to receive what you have for us this day. So we thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against this call will prosper. And we thank you that it will go in clarity, it will go in power, and that we will all receive what you have for us this day. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, TMC family, we want to say thank you, Minister Cynthia Cox, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. And we know how it is sometimes with these technical difficulties that may try to approach, but we're moving forward. Again, my name is Minister Brenda Terrell, and I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And again, if this is your first time here on the Master's Call, we give a special welcome to you. We call it the Telecommunications Sanctuary. And as I had mentioned, that this call started back in October 2010 through two anointed and appointed women of God, and they are none other than our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. They are the co-founders of the Master's Call. Now, this call was established on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have a mission statement. It is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So, of course, we want you to invite your family, your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors, anybody that you come in contact with, and let them know this is a wonderful, wonderful way to start the day here on the Master's Call. Now, we also encourage you to go to our website. We have a website. It is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And then you'll see that all the messages have been archived on the website. And it's such a blessing when you're ready to hear a word, you want to hear a fresh word, you can always get a fresh word from that site. And it's such a blessing. You'll notice also that we have the bios of our speakers. And the theme for this year is, in 2017, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, if you feel led to be a part of this wonderful ministry, we invite you to do so. We have such a wonderful time together. We are just like family, and we definitely want you to be a part of this wonderful ministry. You could be a greeter, as Minister Cynthia did this morning, or you could host, which is what I'm doing. And then you may even have a word from the Lord, and we definitely want to hear it. So send your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And you can also send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports, because we definitely want to pray with you and for you and also rejoice with you in all what God is doing in your life. Now, what brought us all together back in 2010 is a wonderful, wonderful health and wellness company called Artist Life Artists International. So this company is a company that is help. Well, we are distributors of this wonderful company where we are helping people get their lives back together with their health and in their wellness. And I tell you, it's such a blessing. I get so excited and sometimes choked up because I'm reminded of the testimonies that we're getting day by day with these wonderful, wonderful products with Artist Life. So if you want to know more about it, go with the person that invited you to this call. Or better still, you can get on the new Morning Motivational Call. Today is Testimonial Day. Yes, it is. So you can get an insight of what type of testimonies we are getting with these wonderful products. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN, 294-617#. And again, it's Testimonial Thursday. So you definitely want to tap in and listen to the wonderful testimonies. Well, I'm getting ready to get out of the way because we got a powerhouse that's getting ready to come and bring us a word from the Lord. It is none other than our very own minister, Willa Peterson. She has been married to Gerald Peterson for over 41 years and is the mother of 3 grown children, Javen, Keenan, and Macy. And after living in her hometown of Oak Park, Illinois for 38 years, Minister Willa and her husband, Jerry, retired to Tampa, Florida in October 2016. Minister Willa is a member of Living Word Christian Center in Forest Park, Illinois, where she was an active member of the Tate Ministry and the evangelism team. God has blessed Willa to unite with and become a member of Bible-based Fellowship Church in Tampa, Florida, where she looks forward to continuing in serving in the capacity where God would have her to serve. Now, as elementary school teacher with emphasis in reading diagnosis and remediation, Minister Willa left the profession in order to raise her children. She returned many years later and worked as an inclusion teacher for children with special needs and a librarian. Minister Willa resigned from the profession after a terminally ill diagnosis of her beloved mother-in-law. She returned to the teaching profession after the passing of her mother-in-law as a substitute teacher for the Chicago public school system. Additionally, Minister Willa is a certified health coach, a wellness educator with over 15 years of experience and knowledge of foods that nourish the body at the cellular level, as well as knowledge of the key ingredients to living a healthier, more productive lifestyle. As a result of overcoming health challenges by changing her diet and making some day-to-day changes in her lifestyle, Minister Willa is passionate about her part to end the global health crisis by sharing these concepts with others in an informal, fun, and interactive way. Minister Willa is excited about this new chapter of her life in Tampa. However, most of all, she's excited about getting to know people in the area and sharing the love and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. She loves the Lord. She loves the Word. She strives to let that be known among everybody she comes in contact with. We love her so much. She is our sister. She is a mother, a grandmother. Yes, she's a Gigi. And we are so delighted to have her as a part of this great ministry. I introduce to some, present to others, none other than Minister Willow Peterson. Are you there, my sister?
Yes, I can. Our prayer general, who just is just such a blessing to all of us. And thank you for that warm introduction and for the prayer. Just really touched my heart. And thank you, Minister Cynthia, for greeting us this morning and for setting the atmosphere in this telecommunications sanctuary. And we just thank you so much. And to my TMC family, my brothers and sisters, thank you for allowing me to impart morning manna into your lives this morning. And to you, Dr. P.K. Roberts, our Dr. Super Fantastic, and our Dr. Dimples, and to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whom we love to call our Mother Eagle, thank you for seeing in all of us what we had not tapped into, and the ability for God to use us. I am humbled by the opportunity to serve God in this way, and I love all of you dearly. Now, Lord, all of you and none of me, as I bring the message this morning that you put on my heart, please empty me of myself and fill me with your anointing. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TMC family, funny thing just happened here. I ran my message off, and then I put it on my desk, and I did not look at it after I ran it off. And when I got ready to pick it up about 5 minutes ago, as Minister Brenda was giving the introductions, I'm like, oh, my God, it printed in half. In other words, like three-quarters of the page was off. So I had to go back and get it on my computer. So I hope this stays forward. But if not, God put it in my heart, and I know what I'm going to talk about. So praise the Lord. Well, in the past 2 months, as you know, I ministered on the word faith, meaning finding assurance in the heat. And I will revisit that aspect of faith at another time. However, for this morning, the Lord put on my heart the tagline that I gave for the Tuesday, for us on Tuesday morning, just touch the hem of his garment. And that was taken from Luke 8, verses 43 to 48, which reads, and a woman who had suffered from a hemorrhage, and this is according to the Amplified Bible, and a woman who had suffered from a hemorrhage for 12 years and had spent all her money on physicians and could not be healed by anyone, came up behind him and touched the hem, the fringe of his outer robe, and immediately her bleeding stopped. Jesus said, who touched me? While they were all denying it, Peter and those who were with him said, Master, the people are crowding and pushing against you. But Jesus said, someone did touch me, because I was aware that power to heal had gone out of me. When the woman saw that she had not escaped notice, she came up trembling and fell down before him. She declared in the presence of all the people the reason why she had touched him and how she had immediately been healed. He said to her, daughter, your faith, your personal trust and confidence in me has made you well. Go in peace, untroubled, undisturbed well-being. You see, for 12 years, this woman had endured pain and despair. Now, under Jewish law, her sickness was a defilement that made her an outcast. And if you read Leviticus 12, verses 4 through 8, and Leviticus 15, verses 19 through 33, you will see that written there. This woman was so determined to reach Jesus that the crowd could not prevent her. Believing that touching his robe would heal her, she acted on that belief, and Jesus met her at her point of need. This woman was serious. She was intentional. She was focused. Despite the crowd, she had a vision and one goal. This woman saw herself healed if only she could just touch the hem of Jesus' garment. Now, she wasn't going to go to Jesus. She didn't try to grab him. She didn't try to embrace him. although I am sure that would have been fine too. However, she felt and believed that she could just touch a little part of Jesus as he was passing by, that she would be healed. This lady was so determined to reach Jesus that the crowd did not even prevent her. Believing that touching his robe would heal her, she acted on that belief, and Jesus did meet her at her point of need. This is how Jesus still works. Whenever a person believes the word concerning him and then acts in faith, that's like mustard seed faith. But, you know, this lady to me had beyond mustard seed faith because she even put her life on the line. She was, because during that time, if a woman was had any kind of impurities whatsoever, particularly like she could have had had with blood, she could have been, she wasn't even supposed to be outside. She could have been beaten. She could have lost her life. So for me, this is beyond mustard seed faith. But the word of God in Matthew 17:20 tells us, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, be removed from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. What faith. So I have point number one, and that is be intentional. Don't let the distractions of what you see or the doubts of what naysayers are trying to fill your head with get into the vision that you are seeing what God is doing for you. Get a vision of what you, get a vision of seeing what God desires for you. If it's being healed, grab hold of 3 John 2. Beloved, I pray that you prosper and be in health, just as your soul prospers. Now, we have just observed Holy Week and Resurrection Sunday, the finished work on the cross. Jesus went through all that agony of being ridiculed, of being beaten beyond recognition, had nails bore in his hands and feet, suffered, died, and was buried and rose again so that we can say, by his stripes we were healed. Be intentional about what you speak over yourself. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat its fruit. Be intentional about what you allow others to speak over you. Don't allow the doctor to say, your high blood pressure, your diabetes, your cancer, you're whatever. You didn't ask for it. You didn't wake up in the morning and say, oh, I think today sure would be a good day for me to go out and get high blood pressure or cancer or diabetes or et cetera. So if you didn't ask for it, why take ownership of it? Instead say, I was diagnosed with whatever it might be. However, by his stripes, I am healed. Just touch the hem of his garment. Verse 46 tells us, but Jesus said, somebody touched me. I perceived power going from me. When I envision the tremendous power that must have flowed from Jesus to this unnamed woman, I get excited. And isn't it interesting that she doesn't even have a name in the Bible? Because that's not the significant part. The significant piece is her faith, her diligence. God has given us the same opportunity to experience that power from Jesus today. Just as Jesus did for this woman with the issue of blood, he will meet your need, any point of your need. This woman wanted to remain anonymous, perhaps because her plan called for her to touch Jesus or his clothing, and such a touch would render him unclean. She had a seemingly incurable condition causing her to bleed consistently. This may have been a menstrual or urine disorder that would have made her ritually unclean and excluded her from social contact. She desperately wanted Jesus to heal her, but she knew that her bleeding would cause Jesus to become unclean under Jewish law if she touched him. Or perhaps she had suffered enough unsympathetic stares that she wanted to remain invisible. But Jesus called her out, not to ridicule or rebuke her, but to set her free completely. So point number two, Do not allow Satan to trick you out of your blessing. Sometimes we think our problems will keep us from God, but he is always tender-hearted towards us and would never conjure up a negative interpretation of our actions. We should not allow our fears to keep us from approaching God. For John 10:10 tells us the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. For God did not give us a spirit of fear, according to Timothy, 2 Timothy 1:7, but of power and love and of a sound mind. Jesus felt the power going from him. He knew that touch was different from other touches. He felt that he felt from those around him. When the woman saw she was not hidden, she came trembling and fell down before him and confessed all that she had been through. She did not let pride by giving an excuse, a false answer, keep her from her blessing. There are many times in our lives when we give an answer that is different from the truth because of pride or how we think it's going to look. In fact, the Lord may have put it on someone's heart to render a blessing to you or to me. For example, have you ever been in a situation when you wanted to go somewhere, do something, or even something like attend an artist event, but you couldn't afford to go? So instead of saying that you couldn't go because you didn't have the money, you gave a different reason. That may have been a time when a blessing was aborted. So God did not give us the spirit to be prideful, but to just go boldly before him, go boldly before his throne of grace. And one other thing I want to point out here, when Jesus healed her, as Minister Cynthia said today, our tagline is perfect timing. Jesus was on his way to Jairus' house to heal his daughter. And this woman happened to be at the perfect place at the perfect time. So just look at how God works. So point number three, resist pride. Move out of your comfort zone and make your confession known. What if this woman had made up some excuse for the reason she touched Jesus? But she was desperate. And because of moving out of her comfort zone and exercising her faith, she was healed. There was a difference between the crowds who were curious about Jesus and the few who reached out to touch him. Today, many people are vaguely familiar with Jesus, but nothing in their lives is changed by this passing acquaintance. It is only faith that releases God's healing power. So let's get out of our comfort zones and move beyond curiosity. And that leads me to my last and final point, number four. We must have more than a passing acquaintance with the H-I-M, him, whose H-E-M, him, we want to touch. A close relationship with God through his word, the Holy Spirit, prayer, praise, thanksgiving, and faith will carry us through even the most difficult situation in our lives. Reach out to Christ in faith. Let's be like that unnamed woman who had enough faith to know if she just touched the hem of his garment, she would be healed of her infirmity. Her trial was physical. What is yours? Is it physical? Is it your finances? Is it your family? Is it emotional? Is it spiritual? Whatever your challenge, whatever has been heavy on your heart, keeping you up at night, reach out and touch the hem of Jesus' garment through prayer and faith, knowing that he's got you. That touch, my family, can be the touch that changes your life forever. I hope this message has been a blessing to you and will be a blessing to you, and that you will share with someone else that all we need to do is just touch the hem of his garment. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Prayer General. God bless.
And God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wow, for that powerful message this morning. And I tell you, you have me reflecting back as the woman just thought in her mind, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. She never really spoke it. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, it's so powerful. Thank you for that that message. So powerful this morning. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, because you have been our dwelling place. You have been our all in all. When we didn't realize it, Lord God, you were there. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you have brought this day for us to rejoice and be glad in it and realize, Lord God, that all power is in your hands. We thank you, Father God, for this message that was brought to us this morning with such profoundness, oh God, to remind us, Lord God, that if we just think on touching the hem of his garment, if we could just think on Jesus, the name that is above every name, that we believe all things will change in the atmosphere. We glorify you, Father, for this woman of God who so diligently and profoundly brought this word this morning, oh God, that reminded us, oh God, that we can stand on your word at any given time and be intentional about it and realize that you are there to bless us. We thank you, Father, for keeping her in perfect peace as her mind is stayed on you. We thank you, Lord, for overshadowing her with your blessings, Lord God, blessings of peace, blessings of joy, blessings of goodness, your mercy and your loving kindness, oh God. We ask that you continue to strengthen her and keep her in every area of her life, physically, mentally, and spiritually, oh Father. We thank you, Father, for blessing her and Jerry in such a miraculous way in their household and in their community, Father God. Everything their hands touch and where their feet tread, we glorify you, Father, for blessing. We thank you, Father, for keeping their children and their grandchildren, Father, in every portion of your love, oh God. And we glorify you, Father, for doing it not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. And Father, we thank you again for Dr. V and Dr. PK. We thank you, Father, for keeping them and strengthening them. We ask special blessings on our mothers, Lord God, Ada's mother and Bonita's mother and Dr. V's mother, Lord Kai's mother. We ask that you continue to strengthen these women, these matriarchs, Lord God, who stood firmly on your word, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for every person on this call. We ask that you continue, Lord God, to bless them miraculously, Lord God. Show them your way, your will, and your direction, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, that we'll be obedient to your call this day and the days to come. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, I tell you, I know you want to share this message with someone today. And you can do so by giving them this number, 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. Now, get ready, because we have Testimonial Thursday on the new Morning Motivational Call, which is coming up next. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN, 294-617-POUND. And I failed to mention, but I'm letting you know that all roads are leading to our leadership summit, which will be held May 5th and 6th in Los Angeles, California, I forgot the actual town, but it's going to be held May 5th and 6th, and I tell you, at the DoubleTree Hotel, and I get that information, but I tell you, get in your back office, get that information, be there, and then May 19th and 20th, it's going to be at the Marriott Hotel by Hobby Airport in Houston, Texas. We're looking forward to seeing you there because we're expecting great and mighty things to take place. We thank God for what he's doing in artist life because the momentum is high, great things are taking place, people's lives are changing, and we know that you'll be there in the atmosphere. So I want to say thank you, Minister Cynthia, for seating and greeting everyone and giving us that tag God's perfect timing Thursday. Thank you, Minister Willow, for such a profound message this morning. And we glorify God for you because we will continue to touch the hem of his garment. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Yes, I will. And Minister Brenda, thank you so much for pronouncing those blessings upon my family and me. My favorite scripture verse, one of them is Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. So, Father, no matter what we're going through, we know, O God, that when we take your word with us, we can touch the hem of your garment, not being anxious at all, but knowing that you hear our prayers and you will do what only you say you will do. So we thank you for that, Lord. Now we go boldly, Lord, knowing that just a touch from you makes everything all right. We give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. TMC family, as I always say, from the bottom of my heart to yours, I do love me some you. Go out and have a blessed day, and we look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow. Goodbye.